In business, days don't just come and go. Every day counts. Whatever your day brings, with Comcast Business, you'll have the solutions you need to make the most of it. Like the power of the network that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses. The freedom to control your network from anywhere. And advanced cybersecurity to help protect every device on it. Every day in business is a big day. We'll keep you ready for what's next. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary. Call for details.
Tiger fans, welcome to episode 200 of the official Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club podcast, bringing you all the latest news, updates, and buzz surrounding your mighty JSU Tigers. I am the Corey C. Be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast to be notified of all future episodes. Apple Podcast listeners, rate and review the show, and everyone. Follow Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club on Facebook and Tiger Talk 1400 on Instagram and Twitter. It all helps the cause, which is the I love Jackson State University. My special guest today is the radio personality and play-by-play voice for Mississippi Valley State Sports, Mr. Lee Hall. Welcome to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, Mr. Hall.
Always happy to be with you. Thanks for having me.
All right, it's our pleasure. We're glad to have you. We definitely want to thank you for joining us, and we're looking forward to traveling up to Itabena this weekend, as always, and we want to hear about this Mississippi Valley State team that we'll be facing. So talk to us about this season and how things have gone for you guys so far.
Well, welcome to the Delta. When you come, you're always welcome to come to the Delta.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what,
this is going to be Valley State football team. It has got to be the best, hardest playing 2-5 team in the country. You look at the schedule, you look at the team, say 2-5, say, well, what's going on there? Two wins, but they have played hard in every ball game. You go back to the money ball games, of course, money ball games. You talk about Murray State, Stephen F. Austin, and it began to turn a little bit in Jackson when they played Southern. And then came back home and took on, it was homecoming, North Carolina Central. Got that win. Then went to Daytona, got that win.
That was huge.
And it really was. And you could the coaches could see it coming already. Coach Dancer, when you hear him talk, he's gonna tell you every time, I believe in this team. I trust. And he's not just saying that to be positive talk. He means what he's saying. You know, he was here with Coach Cominger, and he's been without Coach Cominger, gave him the job. It was a great opportunity for a young man to get a head coaching job. But he's around good coaching, and he knows what he's doing. Everybody knows that it's kind of challenging to get players and to come to Valley State. And then, not just come, Corey, but to stay. So even coming after COVID-19, the season last year, different for everybody, and to come back and put this team here this year, it is exciting. And that I've been doing this for a long time. I haven't seen anything play any harder than this team, win or lose. So that's something exciting to watch then when you see, you know, sports is just raw.
Definitely.
What you see is what you get. It's not choreographed and not scripted. And to see them play on every play is exciting. And look, and not to mention, when you say Jackson State coming, you know, of course, the Valley State, Jackson is Valley's largest rivalry.
Right.
Maybe Jackson and Alcorn could be their largest rivalry, but for Valley State, it's Jackson. And Jackson is had all the success for the most part, but yet it doesn't dull the rivalry for Valley State players, coaches, or fans. So Saturday is going to be an exciting day in Itabena.
Definitely. I can sense the excitement in your voice. And on the outside looking in, I can just kind of sense the excitement for the program. The record is deceiving. You talked about being 2-5 and the big wins. I think it was huge to beat Bethune-Cookman and, of course, out of conference NC Central. But the losses, you didn't mention how close the losses were. So we talk about five losses, but if you look at their in-conference game, the SWAC opponents,
You guys have been in every single game. We're talking about, you know, less than two touchdown losses to Southern and Alcorn. And we must talk about this FAMU loss. That was an exciting game. Well, maybe not for you at the end, but just overall, the game was exciting to watch. And you guys were down 10-0 at the half. But second half, that's when things really picked up and it went back and forth. And it seems like you guys were just exchanging touchdowns at one point. And you fell short 31-28, but you had a chance to win it at the end when you got the ball back off a FAMU punt with under 2 minutes to go. And a chance to take the lead, but it was a penalty that gave FAMU the ball back. So talk about that, especially the end, how that game ended. It was kind of awkward. Were you able to get any clarity on that penalty?
I did not get that. We talked to the coach yesterday. He talked somewhat about that. But going back to how that game went from the beginning to the end, it has been Valley State defense that has been giving them a chance, just a chance. FAMU dominated possession in their first half, yet they only went in up by 10 points. So it had, and they're moving the ball up and down the field. They have some players that can flat out go. The portal has been good to them. And you come in, you can see that. But at the half, down by 10, Valley State came out and scored 28 points in the second half. And they took a lead in the ball game at 7 minutes and something. Didn't last long because FAMU were able to get it back. But to come down from behind, come back and take a lead, to give yourself a chance in a ball game, which could have gone as a blowout if FAMU could have put some points on the board. But as you said, those are kind of ball games that Valley State has won. So we were in the ball game, broadcasting the ball game. We're saying these are kind of ball games that Valley State has been able to win. And you're talking about against NCCU, against Bethune-Cookman, and then Alcorn last week as well, opportunity in that ball game. So at Valley, and coach will tell you, if we can stay in the ball game, then we would have a chance to win it. And that came down. But now, but also, Coach decided to go for it on fourth and one. And Caleb Johnson, you know, who is Valley's workhorse, and FAMU was stopping them outside, inside. It was hard to run on that team. But Coach went with his gut and said that, hey, listen, he said in the press conference yesterday, he talked to the offensive line, said, can y'all move him? Can y'all do it? He said, they said yes. So, again, going back to the top, he said, I trust this team. They said they can get it. Tried to go to the outside. Didn't see the outside hole. Wasn't one there. Cut back to the inside and slipped down.
Slipped down, yeah.
And you know, ball game for the most part ended right there. Many people say, listen, you should go for the field goal, you know, tied up, because Fernandez had kicked a 50-yarder field goal last week, had made all the points that Valley State scored in making four field goals. But, you know, at the end of the day, coach has the decision. He's with those players every day. He has a feeling of what they can do. He's down on the ground with them during the ball game, not in the stands, not in the press box. So he made that call. He's up short that time. But the thing about it, for this whole season, Corey, Valley State has been in the conversation. Most of the time, this time of the year, Valley is not in that conversation. So if you're in the conversation and talking about winning a ball game when the ball game is over, then you have represented yourself well. And Valley has done that this year.
Yeah. So that was definitely a tough loss. You know, as I said, a couple of games, several games have been tough losses, but specifically FAMU. So when you look at how that game ended, how devastating was it to lose like that after playing so hard all game long? For the most part, are the players looking at that and being positive and saying, man, we were right there. You know, this is one of the top teams in the SWAC. We were the underdog and we should have won this game. Or is it more of a, man, we lost another one and kind of being more down?
All right. Great question, because that's the same thing we asked Coach yesterday about the mental health of this team going into the game against Jackson State, because you were in the game and you didn't get it. He said it's a positive, again, because you played a good team, expected to lose to the team, and the fact that you're there with a legitimate chance to win, it only helps the mental health aspect of the ball game. Because let you know that if you can play FAMU, who has a storied program, good reputation, and a good team this year, then, you know, you take everything out of that ball game, and hopefully that you can be in it and give yourself an attitude that you can win it. So the mental health of the team, according to the coach, is good for this week coming up. And it's going to need to be. Jackson State is a serious football team.
Oh, definitely. Now, speaking of this game coming up, Well, first of all, FAMU, let's go back to FAMU. They have a tough defense. Matter of fact, it's number two ranked defense in the SWAC behind Jackson State. But you were able to rack up over 300 yards of offense. So let's fast forward to the game coming up. How much confidence does that give this team going into the Jackson State game, knowing that they were able to move the ball up and down the field on a defense that's, again, number two in the SWAC?
A lot, particularly in the second half. Keep in mind, the first half couldn't do it enough. A lot. But some players that coach believes in, again, came alive. One is Curry Rankins, made some big catches for Valley State going down the stretch to just kind of pile those yards up. Also, you had Malik Myers to catch some big ones. So what happened here, going into this ball game Saturday, Valley has, and for the first time in this game, has a pretty balanced attack. You can run it. You got Johnson, Caleb Johnson. You also have Darian Williams. These are going to be the guys who run the football. Not to discount Jelani, who also can move the ball on the ground, the quarterback. Yeah, he can move the football as well. So that gave you some running game. And at the same time, if this can continue from the FAMU game to the Jackson ball game, you got some guys that are very confident that they can catch on Jackson.
Let's talk about Jelani, the quarterback, Mr. Easton, the Portland State transfer. That was a huge signing for you. Just talk about his play this season, 817 yards. But what stands out is the completion percentage. It seems like if he can get a chance in halftime to get the ball out, he completes the pass 62% of the time. So talk about his play.
If you look at the key thing is that he's a grad student, meaning that he's been around football for a while. He understands football, understands the pressure. That experience, you got to have that experience. He has that, and you said give him time. He had on both of those passes he completed down to Curry Rankin. The defense was coming at him, but he was pausing to through the experience to stay there and get the ball out and get the ball in there on time. Not only that, he started the third ball game of the season because Regan went out with some injuries and being able to come back and get his position back. But he gives you the option of being able to pass it some. And also to run it some. And, you know, all you got to do is free the defense for a little bit. You know, you're not trying to get a bomb every time or 20 yards every time, but you can freeze them a little bit to get your man open, or you can run it. You can keep the chains moving. And that's what he does with Valley State. Very poised, student of the game. And we saw that, how smart he was to work the clock down and hold on for Valley State down in Daytona to win that. So they got a good guy behind the quarterback who's poised and can control the team.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. And let's talk about this defense. It's been kind of up and down this season, but who are some guys that if you're Jack State, you're going to be looking out for? I know Andrew Bloodshaw leads the team in interceptions, but who are some guys overall in this defense that stand out?
Merriweather. We know what Jackson State is going to. You can ask anybody. You know, you got football gurus out there. You got out there that's casual to watch the ball game, Corey. But they know one thing that Jackson State is going to do. They're going to put their football in the air. So Valley State, when you hear about the defense, you hear about Bale, you hear about Garner, guys like that in the trenches and linebackers, you hear about that. But now what's going to have to stand out and stand up for Valley State Saturday is going to have to be Keontae Daniels. Daniels got to be able to do it. William Morgan got to be able to stand up because they're going to throw the football. And if they don't get out there and defend, Jackson, again, with a very solid football team, will expose them. So they know what's coming and they can handle it.
Definitely. Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to the game. Delta Devils always seem to play Jackson State hard and give us your best shot. I would say outside this past spring, but for the most part, every year we can count on a tough opponent, regardless of the record.
I really am expecting, this is what we say, I'll be honest with you. Coach Sanders has done exactly what he said. He wants some players. He called them dogs, right?
Yes, sir.
To come to Jackson State. And he's been able to get there. We tell the people that when he played Tennessee State and Ed George up there said that he has talent. See, Jackson has talent at every position. So I think Valley State is going through what they've gone through this season, knowing – And those wins helped those losses that they were in. You got to build off that. As one gentleman said, it sounded like four wins instead of 2-2 because that was in those ball games. But we know Jackson was the game that Valley State looked at. You have new teams on the schedule this year for Valley State, NCCU, you have Bethune-Cookman for the game that you have, or Stephen F. Austin for the first time, Murray State first time. But when they looked at their schedule, they saw Jackson State. and that's coming up Saturday. Mm-hmm. So you know that, you know, through it all, if you, I know you've competed, that the team that gives you the most trouble, the team you think about all the time, is the team that you have to get up for. You don't have to have a pep talk coming from Coach right. Dance and the coach staff for this football game here. And I think that they're going to lay it all out there, and hopefully they can stay in it and people can get entertained about the ball game. Of course, we like to see Valley State win the football game. You know what that means. It is the most lopsided victory in terms of series probably in the country, with Jackson State winning it. Right. They don't, you know, Coach Dance said early on when he started coaching at Valley State, he said it's a rivalry if we can win some ball games.
Right.
But we really don't beat Jackson State. So hopefully, it can turn for Valley State fans Saturday at Wright Stodden.
Yeah. I expect it to be a great atmosphere. You know, the Jackson State fans, they're going to travel no matter what. So what do you expect from the Valley fans? Will they show up to support this team? Will it be a packed stadium?
You know, it's what we said. I did a program too. We told them, we said that Valley State fans, if you don't come to the football game Saturday, Jackson State fans gonna have your seats.
Yes.
And you know, Jackson got a following. And when they heard about those 53,000 fans that came down for homecoming,
right?
They're coming. And I just think that's exciting for college football. So now you got Valley State fans got to come out and compete. Compete enough just to get their own seats in Valley State Stadium. Coach made the same appeal at the press conference yesterday. Come out. Coach going to have some fans coming too from and supporting him. So Valley State fans here in the Delta and around the state and the country got to be here to get their seats in the Wright Stodden Stadium.
So you're saying it's going to be competition all around. It's going to be competition on the field between the teams, competition between the bands, and competition in the stands with the fans trying to make sure they get their seat.
They don't call – look, track football is exciting for a reason. All of that you just named. Tailgating and everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But we're asking Valley State fans this time, you know, they come out and tailgate. Like most schools, you're going to have more folks on the yard standing outside the football stadium than in the stadium. But we're asking Valley State fans this time, come inside the stadium.
Right.
And I think you got to come early just to get a seat because, you know, we don't have the Veteran Memorial Stadium, 10,000 seat capacity. And come early to make sure you get a seat to see the game.
Sure thing. And I know this is a meaningful game for Coach Dance. Every game is meaningful, but this one has to be a little bit more special. Obviously, you know, the Jack State alumnus, and he's in his fourth season up there at Valley, and, you know, he's been doing a good job. But what do you, from your perspective, though, what have you seen him doing to try to turn this program around?
This is what he likes to say, in recruiting. He would say, I want some players that want to be at Mississippi Valley State. And sometimes you have to pick through some other players because the culture, and they often talk about the culture here. It's a little different here. So the recruiting is pretty challenging. But his belief in the players, and Coach Dancy is a young coach. He can identify with the players. He's no stranger to Mississippi, no stranger to the Delta. So he is using every tool that he can to get the players here. More than anything else, believing in them, letting them know if you come to Valley State, you would have an opportunity to play. And you know, coming out of high school or even JUCO, when they go to college and when they come from JUCO, they want to get on the playing field. And they get that at Mississippi Valley. So that's what he's doing. And again, he's a young coach. Every is important to him because Coach Dance is still building a resume.
Right.
So that's why it's important to him. And some, you know, in this business of coaching, you know, you win, you get other opportunities. And he's building a resume. And if he can win it, do it at Valley State, boy, folks will be looking at him.
You got it. There you go. All right. Well, Mr. Hall, it's been excellent. Definitely a thrill to talk to you. I always enjoy hearing you call the games. And looking forward to this weekend. So safe travels to all my Jackson State fans as they head up the road to Itabena. We'll see you there. And looking for just a wonderful atmosphere more than anything.
Gotcha. Hey, and thanks for inviting me on. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure.
Okay.
And that'll do it for episode 200 of the official Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club podcast. Thank you to all of our listeners. And again, be sure to download and subscribe to the podcast. Apple Podcast users, rate and review the show. And everyone, follow Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club on Facebook and Tiger Talk 1400 on Instagram and Twitter. I cannot stress the importance of this enough. We're looking to do big things with this platform to aid the athletics department, and it all starts with you. Downloading, subscribing, rating, and reviewing the show. And tell every Tiger that you know. We're on all podcast outlets. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, and so on. And we'll be posting each episode on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages. As always, thanks for your support. Go Tigers. Hashtag I believe. Hashtag the I love. We'll be right back.